Welcome to you all to the adventure, which continues now into this fourth week of Advent, the week of love. But the big news around here, particularly down the road in Ardnamurchan, down at Kilhohan, Hamza won. Did you watch the final of Strictly last night? Well done to Hamza. And the folk of Kilhohan no longer have to explain where it is that they live. Excellent news there. So today, the beginning of the last week of Advent. You don't always get a full week for that last week of Advent, but with Christmas Day being a Sunday, the full week of love. Today we lit the candle of love. And get the candles being lit there. The candle of love joined the candle of hope and the candle of peace. And the pink one, the candle of joy. And then today we lit the candle of love. Today also marks the beginning of the Jewish festival of Hanukkah, with sundown, and the sun is now down. So we wish all our Jewish friends a blessed Hanukkah, an 8-day festival of light. Last week, the week before, I watched online, engaged with an online lecture, a conversation series, part of the Grasping the Nettle series of events. Grasping the Nettle is an organisation that seeks to encourage, engage conversation around the intersection between science and faith. And there was a delightful presentation by Guy Consolmagno. Guy is a scientist, he's an astronomer, he's also a Jesuit priest, Brother Guy. And what a wonderful job he has. He's the chief astronomer at the Vatican. So he's the Pope's stargazer, and he, among other things, was saying that one of the most frequently asked questions he gets is about his view of the Star of Bethlehem. And he did offer a suggestion, but mentioned that among his colleagues, there are many, many different ideas about what it was that the wise men saw. But maybe much more important than that, he was talking about faith for us now, not just the 2,000-year-ago story. And when asked why, as a scientist, he believes in God, he said something that has been mulling over in my mind since I heard it. He made the wonderful thought that he believes in God because he believes in the existence of existence. The very fact that you and I are here in this beautiful creation, in this, the only bit of the universe that we are aware, where there is life. And where there's life, there's hope and peace and joy and love and the things that we have been celebrating and thinking on during our Advent adventure. Now, some of you may have seen on social media, I had posted an image with a star and the thought that love has a constellation of meaning. I remember while at college, at St. Mary's College, St. Andrews, nearly 40 years ago, when I started then. And I think it was a quote from the Scottish theologian, one-time moderator of our General Assembly, John McIntyre, who said, "Love has a constellation of meaning." And I recall from those student days that many of those stars within the constellation were words beginning with R, response, responsibility, and so on, and many of them beginning with C, compassion, care, companionship, community. And there on screen at the moment, you will see some of the other words that have been mentioned. And I've actually got another list that I will add into the graphic. And maybe some of you are thinking of other words that might feature as part of that constellation of love's meaning. And we're going to be journeying with that theme of love this coming week. At Strontian Church, we have a wee electrical issue. The EICR, Electrical Installation Condition Report, revealed an issue which will have to be rectified by SSEN rather than any local electrician. And as we know, many of the SSEN workers are currently up in Shetland, where hopefully power has now been restored, but obviously a priority there. But we do hope to rectify things at Strontian Church as soon as possible. In the meantime, we have been worshipping elsewhere week past. Last Sunday, we're at Sunday now. last Sunday, when we had would otherwise have had the service at Strontian, we were in the Sunert Centre and looking to alternative plans for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And we had the Christmas breakfast at the Arundel Centre yesterday, Saturday morning, an absolutely delightful gathering then for all ages in the community. We had about 10% of the community of Strontian gathering together, which I think is really quite an achievement. Do let me know if you've been at a Christmas gathering with 10% of your immediate community. So, towards the end of that gathering yesterday, I had a wee idea that on Christmas Eve, assuming we don't have the use of the building because of the electrical concerns, there'll be someone at the church at 7 o'clock so that those who turn up expecting to be at the church will be met by someone. We could sing a carol or two outside the church, and then we'll go up to the Arundel Centre for some carols, a wee reflection, and some hot chocolate. How's that for Christmas Eve celebrations? So that'll be 7 o'clock on Christmas Eve at the Arundel Centre. Prior to that, at Keele Church, there will be something at 4 o'clock, and the Watch Night service, 11:30, will be at Ardgour and also to be live streamed. And prior to that, lots of things happening. Jade, the trainee minister who's with us here and was sharing in worship at Keele and Ardgour this morning will be joining me on a tour around the primary schools during the coming week. We're down in Acarachal and Cohoan tomorrow, and we'll be in Lochalan, Ardgour, and Strontian primaries as well during the week. Now, I mentioned Shetland there, and I hope that everything is going well for those who have been without power. And today I received a Christmas card from Shetland from Susan and Colin, who have often joined in things that we are doing online. Lovely to hear from you. I've actually heard from a number of different folk from beyond the parishes that have been tuning in to what we are doing. Mark and Nancy on the east coast of the United States of America are often with us. Welcome to you if you are watching online. And I know that you're planning a visit to Scotland next year and hoping to take in some of this beautiful part of the West Highlands. Third Sunday of Advent, the worship video was the one that was featured on the Church of Scotland website. And so, rather more than usual, have been engaging in that. And there have been some lovely comments from around the country. Our worship video continues every Sunday. There will be something on Christmas Day, as indeed there was for today. And you'll get details of that. I've put them into the Adventure 2022 playlist on YouTube. You can pick up those there. And if you've missed some of the past Adventure 2022 videos, then you can catch up on all of those. They're all on YouTube. There's a playlist, and you'll get the link if you go to www.aksm.org.uk/adventure. There's a link on that page that will take you to the playlist, and you can catch up with all that is happening. We've mentioned Colemby Nursery a number of times, and there was some more news in from Logan. If you're not up to speed with all that's been happening there since we had the wee interview with Logan Kumwenda during week one, we invited some contributions towards some ongoing work in developing the nursery there in Equindeni. And the fantastic sum of just over £500, which translates to 626,000 Malawian kwacha, is already being put to good use. And today, earlier on today, Logan says roofing and doors are done yesterday. Now we plan to start wall plastering and flooring before we tackle painting and windows. Finally, it will be the drainage system outside. It's all progressing well at a good pace as well. I thank all. And that was from Logan. And there is a wee video that won't be able to show it to you today, but we'll get that downloaded and we can catch up with that later in the week. Now, during this coming week, the Week of Love, some fantastic guests lined up for you. Tomorrow, Michael Heppel. I've mentioned Michael in connection with one or two of our other guests. Michael has been described as one of the top three motivational speakers in Newcastle. No, not Newcastle, not even in the UK. He has been said to be one of the top three motivational speakers in the world. And I am privileged indeed to have read just about all, I think I've read all the books that he has written, have engaged in a lot of his material, and I'm delighted to count him among friends. And so, Michael Heppel, you don't want to miss that one. Tomorrow, we'll be hearing some thoughts from him. On Tuesday, we go down to Loch Allen and we'll be hearing from Karina Jackson, one of our church members there. Natalie and Louise, who both work for Urim, the local Sunert and wider area caring, befriending network, and we'll be hearing about some of that work. Maris Buchanan was GP in the area, still does some locum work. Maybe you have seen her recently. But she was away in Africa for a time, and we'll be hearing about her trip in Uganda and Tanzania. And then on Friday, our guest is, wait for it, on Friday, our guest is you. If you would like to join on the live stream for Friday, let me know. I see we've got five or six folk online right at the moment. Maybe some of you would like to join live on screen on Friday. And if you're watching this on replay and you think, oh, Friday, 4 o'clock, I could be online. We'll have a wee conversation about the things that you've appreciated during the Advent journey, and we'll maybe try and work out what your favourite carol is that we haven't yet featured. We'll have a wee bit of a conversation. I hope one or two, we can have up to nine guests live on the live stream for Friday. So that's it for today. I hope you're having a brilliant Sunday, and I hope you have a good week ahead of you. That's it for just now. Take care of yourself. Keep loving. Be joyful always. And, well, you'll see me. I won't see you unless you can join me live on Friday for 4 o'clock. Have we got any comments coming in? No one talking to me today? No? Okay. Well, we'll leave it there until tomorrow, 4 o'clock. And I need to find a quicker way to click this button. Here we go.
Thank you for watching on YouTube, Facebook, or LinkedIn, or listening to the audio-only podcast version. Full details at www.aksm.org.uk/adventure. Every day until Christmas Eve, 4 o'clock, and available thereafter. May hope and peace, joy, love, and all God's good gifts be yours this Advent season and always.